Four Recovery Indians are on the air. Tonight's special sports coverage on J Country 101 Radio is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of J Country. Now we take you to the gymnasium for all the exciting basketball action.
And a very pleasant good evening, everybody. Rob Weaver and once again, Harold Feely alongside us. Thanks for joining us, Harold, with the game here,
Absolutely,
Rob. Glad to have you filling in for...
Looking forward to this game tonight.
For Mayor Dave.
Yep. He's in the Sunshine State, I think, down there in the Key West.
And I'm sure he's going to be enjoying himself, but he's not going to be too happy when we win tonight. And he missed it.
He's going to miss the celebration, isn't he?
He is indeed.
I sure hope so, anyhow.
Fort Recovery, St. Henry battling here this evening at the St. Henry High School. Last time we were here, it was a dandy. I'm sure you were here for that game, Harold.
Yes. Yep. It was a it's two really good teams that are pretty darn close. I tell you what, it was 1 point loss for us, but both teams shot the ball really bad from the free throw line, and hopefully we've improved on that a little bit. Seems like, Rob, we've had the last couple games, and we're starting to play pretty good. I think they're starting to figure it out here a little bit.
Well, we certainly hope so. I know Coach feels that way.
Mm-hmm.
And unofficially, Fort Recovery, I have at 11-11. Is that still correct?
I think that's correct, yeah.
And St. Henry at 15-7. But, again, the last time we played these guys on this court, it was anybody's game until the buzzer went off.
Yep. Last second, anybody could have won it.
We had a chance to talk with Jim Melton, head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. We'll have that interview for you coming up right after we pause for this break.
I'm John. You may know me as a commercial lender, but I'm also a craftsman and a dog dad.
At Park National Bank, we're more than our job titles, and you're more than an account number. You get personal attention and direct access to a caring, compassionate banker who respects and responds to your needs and goals. Find John or a banker near you at parknationalbank.com. Park National Bank, where you mean more. Member FDIC, parknationalbank.com.
JR Manufacturing is a proud sponsor of Indian Athletics. One of the world's leading suppliers of automotive safety and seating products, JR Manufacturing is a dynamic and rapidly growing company offering many employment opportunities for top-notch talent. Find specific openings for employment on the Hometown Opportunities website or jrmanufacturing.net. JR Manufacturing, a big company with a hometown touch. Best wishes to the Fort Recovery Indians.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Whether you work in landscaping, farming, or construction, New Holland 300 series skid steers and compact loaders are reliable workhorses to stand up to any challenge you face. We at K&L Tractor Sales can show you the many New Holland advantages that allow you to work more efficiently, like the patented Super Boom technology that delivers maximum reach at full height and easy servicing. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery to see New Holland skid steer and compact track loader.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which include saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
Back at St. Henry High School, we have, again, the head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians, Jim Melton, with us. And, Jim, how do you feel about your team right now? They had a nice win the other night to get here to this game tonight.
Yeah, I feel pretty good. We're getting, we're on a roll right now, won two in a row. We had a great week of prep, and, we're just ready to roll the ball out and get after it.
Watching Owen and Judy warm up out there, and very satisfying to see that young man hitting the shots that he's hitting in warm up. Looks like he's back to getting close to normal.
Yeah, he's almost back to 100%. He's still got the ankle. He's taped up and got his brace on, but he's not quite 100%. But he's real close.
How about everybody else?
Everybody else, Clay's obviously still got the shoulder, but it is what it is. But everybody else is healthy.
All right, very good. We'll be back with more with the coach, Jim Melton, right after we pause for this.
Hi, my name is Connor Rammel at Fort Recovery Insurance. Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
Judy's Landscaping is ready to serve your landscaping needs. Whether you need a complete new lawn or landscape installation, or just a fresh new layer of mulch, Judy's Landscaping can handle all of your landscaping projects this season. Call Judy's Landscaping at 419-375-2304 or stop by Judy's office 2 miles north of Fort Recovery, Ohio, and see what's available for you. Call Judy's Landscaping, 419-375-2304. Judy's Landscaping would like to wish the best of luck to the Fort Recovery boys basketball team and player, Owen Judy.
This is Eric Brackman. At Mercer Savings Bank, our story is your story. That story has been written page by page for over 130 years by supporting our communities. We have helped you buy your first home, invest in your retirement, and build your dream home. As a community bank, we focus on you, our community. We have written our story by helping you write yours. Contact us at 419-375-4149. Mercer Savings Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
When it comes to quality building materials for your construction or remodeling project, you can always depend on the Fort Recovery Lumber Company. Fort Recovery Lumber carries the finest in lumber of all types. And if you need a project design, the professionals at Fort Recovery Lumber Company can do that too. And then provide you with quality building materials to construct your project. The Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery, Ohio, serving area residents for more than 100 years.
Adrian Gruby of Fort Recovery would like to thank those of you who have placed your trust in Gruby Auctioneering and Chateau Real Estate for your auctioneering and real estate needs. Adrian Gruby also takes this time to salute the Fort Recovery Indians athletic teams. Thanks for representing our community in a way that makes all of us proud. Serving the Mercer and Jay County areas with the finest in auctioneering and real estate services, Gruby Auctioneering and Chateau Real Estate, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back at St. Henry High School, Jim Melton's with us, and last time an extremely close game here at St. Henry. St. Henry edged us out in the conference game. What about tonight? What do you think about the Redskins?
Well, you know, Coach Rosenbeck's, you know, he always does a nice job. It's a tough place to come over here and play in this environment. You know, they got the big man, Logan Layfeld, in the middle. And, you know, Bennett Gels out on the wing. And, you know, the Bruning boy. I mean, they've got Langy. They've got some pieces there. So, you know, we've got a game plan in place. And, you know, hopefully we can have a different outcome.
Well, I'm sure it's going to be an interesting ball game indeed. How about your starters tonight?
Yeah, Derek Judy will run the point. Kale Rammel and Regan Martin will be out on the wings, and then our stretch four will be Clay Schmitty, and Brian Benton will round out the big man in the middle.
Okay, Jim. Hey, good luck. Thank you.
Thank you.
Jim Melton, head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians, will be back with more here at St. Henry right after this.
Wee woo, wee woo.
Do you know why I pulled you over, sir?
No, officer, I'm not aware.
You're speeding in a school zone.
Sorry, officer, I was trying to hurry up and get to Cooper's to dump my load of corn.
That is no reason to be speeding.
Markets are really nice prices right now. I'm making a profit this year.
Oh my, I didn't realize markets were that high. I'll let you off with a warning this time, but maybe I should give you an escort to Cooper Farms just to be safe.
Folks, let Cooper Farms help you with your corn marketing needs. Please give us a call at 1-800-637-7161.
Your home is your biggest investment, and at the St. Henry Bank, we can show you how you can make the equity you've built up in your home work for you. With a home equity loan from the St. Henry Bank, you can use the money to make your home improvements, consolidate credit card debt, pay for college, take that dream vacation you've always wanted. The St. Henry Bank helps you unlock endless possibilities. Stop in and see us today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
So, Jane, I heard you're thinking about remodeling your kitchen.
Well, yeah, what a hassle. I'm trying to get all the estimates together from the plumber, the electrician, the painter, the floor place, and the cabinet builder.
Why are you wasting your time calling all those people when you could just go to the Home Idea Center in Fort Recovery? They take care of all the estimates and the scheduling. All you have to do is sit back and watch your kitchen transform.
Wow, that sounds great. Why should I waste my time trying to be a project manager when the Home Idea Center will do it for me?
Take the quick drive to Home Idea Center in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Come into Home Idea Center today and let the experts handle your entire remodeling project.
Fours Welding and Steel, just north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, would like to salute the Fort Recovery Indians on a winning season. Fours Welding is an expert in commercial welding and steel fabrication with a portable shop that can come directly to your farm or business. When you need specialized welding and brazing or steel fabrication, the place to go is Fours Welding, just 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49. And proud of our Fort Recovery Indian basketball teams. Boers Welding.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Welcome back to St. Henry, everybody. Rob Weaver here, again with Harold Feely, and we have the big game tonight between the Fort Recovery Indians and the St. Henry Redskins here at St. Henry. Unfortunately, St. Henry has the advantage, Harold, because they are the higher seed.
Yeah, they get the home field.
They get the home field, so to speak. They do indeed.
Yep.
So let me go down through the starting lineups here real quickly. I'll give the St. Henry starting lineups. Bennett Gels is going to start, a 6-foot junior, along with Casey Brenning, is it, or Bruning?
Bruning, I
Bruning.
Believe. Bruning.
Yep. Casey Bruning, a 6-foot senior. Also starting for St. Henry will be Jaden Lange, a 5'8 junior. Also Carter Antrop, a 6'2 senior. And it'll be finally Logan Layfeld, a 6'2 senior. You heard Coach Melton go over the starting lineup a moment ago, but you might go down that again, Harold.
Yeah, for the Indians, he's going to start with what he's had the last couple of games. Regan Martin is going to be at one of the guards, and Derek Judy will run the point. Cale Ramel will also be on an off guard, and then Clay Schmitz and Brian Benn will be our two big men in the middle.
You're listening to WPGW-FM in Portland, Indiana, 100.9 on your FM dial. Following this game, we'll have the Blackford and Fort Wayne Northrop game in its entirety by tape delay with Ed Thurman. Yep. So you Blackford fans who may be tuned in tonight, your game is coming up, but it'll be starting around 8:30, 8:45 here on the radio after the Indians win this game.
Yep, that'd be a perfect scenario.
So the teams are out on the court now in the center circle. And here we go with
I'm about ready to tip it off.
Sectional championship action. Jumping is Carter Antrop for St. Henry. Cale Ramel for Fort Recovery, and the tap is controlled by Cale. And here we go.
Would be nice to get out to a good lead here, Rob, somehow.
Regan Martin goes over to Clay Smits. Now back to Derek Judy in the lane. Back outside to Clay Smits. Clay's looking for a teammate. Shovels it over to Derek Judy, way out by the center circle. Our first quarter scoreboard sponsor is K
Calp Pharmacy. Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Burn, Indiana, and Union City, Indiana, celebrating their 40th anniversary. Here's K.L. Ramble going to the hoop, and he scores.
He's got it. Nice move.
Little floater on the right side. K.L. Ramble hits the first shot of the game for him, and it's 2-0. Indians are on top.
This could be interesting to see here.
Yeah, the students.
Kind of got student section beside us.
Students are standing right in front. Here's an outside shot. It's good. Bennett Gales hits on a three-point basket. Gales gets the first basket for St. Henry. They go ahead 3-2.
We definitely got to keep our eyes on him. He's a good shooter, and we got to know where he's at all times.
Regan Martin on the left side, dribbling the basketball, passing to Brian Benn. Benn will feed over to K.O. Rammel. Rammel will go back out top to Derek Judy. Now to Brian Benn on the left. Back out top to Clay Spitz. Spitz right side to Derek Judy. Judy dribbling the basketball. And over here to Clay Spitz. Drives in and misses. Rebound Derek Judy. And
good
the
job,
Indians
Derek.
Will get a chance to reset. Regan Martin goes inside to Clay Spitz. In the lane. Puts it up. No good.
Wow.
Thought he got hit there, but no call. No call. He was double teamed there and didn't get any call. 3-2, St. Henry in the lead here. There's Jaden Lange with the basketball. He'll pass it off. Bringing the ball out front is Bennett Gales. Gales goes over on the right, back out top. Again, Calp Pharmacy, our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Indians trail 3-2 here. Here's a shot from the right side. No good. Rebound comes down.
Looks like Indians
recovery.
Got it. K.L. Ramble, yeah,
got the rebound. Over to Derek Judy. Judy comes down, feeds over to Regan Martin. Martin goes inside to Brian Benn. Knocked away. Knocked away from behind by Logan Layfeld, and St. Henry has the basketball. Over on the right side it goes on the wing. With the ball there is Casey Bruning. Out top. Getting the ball now is Jaden Lange. Lange passes off on the left to Bennett Gales. Gales in the lane. He'll stop. Spins. Puts the shot up off the glass. Doesn't go. Rebound comes to Derek Judy. A long pass to Clay Spitz.
Nice.
He scores and he's fouled on the play. Clay Spitz hits the layup as the Indians released Clay immediately on that shot, and he got open down the court.
He sure did. Great pass by Derek Judy on that play. Led Clay absolutely perfect for the layup, and now he's going to try to make the old three-point play.
Jaden Lange was called for the foul. Jaden Lange, his first. Free throw is good by Clay Spitz. He has 3 points now, and the score, Fort Recovery 5 and St. Henry 3. St. Henry with the ball on the left side, almost lost it out to Lange. He'll fire a three-point shot. Good.
Got it.
Lange hits a three, and it's 6-5. St. Henry in the lead here. Right side it goes to K.O. Ramble over on the wing to Clay Spitz. Spitz passes back outside to Brian Benn on the left to K.O. Ramble.
He's being patient. I like that.
Derek Judy goes to Brian Benn on the right. He'll drive underneath. Does not have a shot. Passes back out to K.O. Ramble, who has a three. Doesn't go. Rebound comes down to St. Henry's Bennett Gales. Calp Pharmacy, our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Don't forget they have their weekly prescription program. Inside, up and in was Casey Bruning. As Bruning able to dribble around K.O. Ramble for the basket. And we now have a score here of 8-5, St. Henry in the lead. There's Judy on a shot. He missed it.
Just
almost went down. He's fouled. He'll be at the line for two shots. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kopp of Kopp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kopp Pharmacy now carries Anodyne, which is a new line of diabetic shoes in addition to the full line of diabetic therapeutic shoes from Dr. Comfort. Our pharmacists will measure and fit your feet so both shoes and inserts can be custom to you. Kopp Pharmacy reimbursement specialists will bill your diabetic shoes directly to Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurances. So stop in at Kopp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery or call 800-686-2314 to schedule a diabetic shoe fitting appointment. Kopp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Derek Judy hits one of two free throws as Lange got the rebound of the second missed free throw. Here's St. Henry with the ball. Lange goes over. There is Bennett Gales firing a three. Missed it. Goes out of bounds. It'll be given to Fort Recovery. Last touched by Gales on the shot. So the Indians have the basketball.
Pretty good D there. Pretty good D on that time.
Trailing 8-6 here in the first quarter. Very competitive game so far. This is going to go, I got a hunch this one's going to go down to the wire.
Exactly right, Rob. Who's going to have the ball last? Probably.
into Clay Smits. Kale Rammel. He'll hand off to Derek Jeudy around the screen. Left side shot Owen. By Owen Jeudy. Gets a three. Owen Jeudy gets a three-point basket. His first basket of the night.
Atta boy.
Came in a moment ago, and there's a foul called on Clay Smits over the back. It's going to be out of bounds to St. Henry. Want to say hi to Oscar and Sue Jeudy, who are listening in tonight, Grandma, Grandpa.
Absolutely. Proud as peacocks of the old grandson, I'm sure. He's had a great year, too, by the way.
And Oscar and Sue, I'm real proud of the kid, too. He's done a great job.
He has.
Let's hope we see many more threes tonight.
Boy, that'd be awesome.
Here's a shot up, no good from the right side. Rebound, Owen Jeudy with the rebound.
Nice job.
Down comes Fort Recovery with the ball. Regan Martin back outside to Owen Jeudy. Jeudy now dribbling the basketball. He will hand off to Derek Jeudy. Derek goes to Regan Martin. Martin to Owen Jeudy. Goes down inside. And the ball goes out of bounds off of Owen.
Kind of got in the air there. Robin got stuck and couldn't do nothing with it.
No, there wasn't anybody there to go to.
Nope, absolutely.
So St. Henry gets the ball on the turnover. Scores again 9-8 thanks to Owen Judy's three-pointer a moment ago. St. Henry with the basketball here, trailing by one. Inside, turnaround shot's no good, and a foul's called on Dylan Evers, who's also just came in the game. Shooting the basket there for St. Henry was Logan Layfeld. So Layfeld will be at the line for two shots here. Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Don't forget they have their handicap medical equipment in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park at the south edge of Fort Recovery. If you need handicap medical equipment, they have it for you or can get it for you at the Cal Pharmacy Handicap Medical Equipment Center. Free throw's no good. He'll have one more. Again, Logan Layfeld at the free throw line. Puts it up there, and this one's no good again.
Missed them both. Benny with the board. Yep. Nice job.
Rebound, Brian Benn. Derek Jeudy with the basketball. Once again, Cal Pharmacy, our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Kale Rammel on the left, back out top to Brian Benn. Brian goes right side to Owen Jeudy. Jeudy goes back out top to Clay Smits. Clay drives down the lane, no good. Rebound
blocked.
Comes down to St. Henry. Who was it on the block?
I think the Layfeld boy blocked him.
Here's a shot from outside. It's a three-point basket. Good.
I would say Lange.
They gave that to, yes, Jaden Lange. Jaden Lange. That's his second three of the night. Lange with the three. And that puts St. Henry back in the lead, 11-9. Jeudy in the lane has the ball stripped away.
Wow, they are letting them play.
And taken by Carter Antrop of St. Henry. Here come the Redskins down the court. In the lane, shots fired up. It's good.
Got it.
Logan Layfeld scoring. And there's timeout Fort Recovery.
Timeout Indians, W.
As St. Henry's taken a 13-9 lead. We'll be back in just a moment.
Now's the time to get a great deal on select Kubota subcompact and compact tractors. Our reliable number one selling tractors are designed for easy operation and feature all the performance matched attachments needed to tackle any job. Right now, get zero down and 0% APR for 60 months, plus save up to $1,000. Now through March 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Wee woo, wee woo.
Do you know why I pulled you over, sir?
No, officer, I'm not aware.
You're speeding in a school zone.
Sorry, officer, I was trying to hurry up and get to Cooper's to dump my load of corn.
That is no reason to be speeding.
Markets are really nice prices right now. I'm making a profit this year.
Oh my, I didn't realize markets were that high. I'll let you off with a warning this time, but maybe I should give you an escort to Cooper Farms just to be safe.
Folks, let Cooper Farms help you with your corn marketing needs. Please give us a call at 1-800-637-7161.
Indians have the basketball. Here's Brian Benn inside. He puts a reverse layup. No good, but he is fouled in the act of shooting. And Brian Benn will go to the free throw line with two shots.
Nice move by Brian. Took Layfeld right at him and kind of a reverse layup there, and he got him with the body. He'll shoot two. Come on, Brian.
Brian Benn at the line. And the first one's off the back of the rim. Too long. We're sitting up in the bleachers tonight. I want to thank Dennis Wendell, the athletic director here, for allowing us to do the game.
Yeah, they've been, I think they've only been letting one radio station in all year, so I'm glad they let us in for the tournament.
Yep, very nice of them to do that.
Yep.
You're listening to the game on FortRecoveryRadio.com and WPGW-FM as Brian Benn hits the second free throw to make it 13-10. St. Henry with the basketball. Down low, back out in the corner. Out top it goes to Bennett Gels. Gels will pass it off. Back out top to Casey Bruning. Over on the left side now, there is Logan Layfield. Ball goes on the right. And out top with it is Bennett Gels. He'll pass down low. Back out top. Almost thrown away. Lange almost lost it.
About lost it there.
St. Henry puts it up, and no good. Rebound comes to Kale Rammel.
Nice rebound by Kale.
Bennett Gels missed the close-in shot for St. Henry. Fort Recovery has the ball here in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Don't forget the Cal Pharmacy location in Fort Recovery is open extra hours during the week until 7 Monday through Thursday and until 6 on Friday nights. Cal Pharmacy. Now to the final 30 seconds. I don't know if the Indians are going to try to milk the clock or what here.
Well, no, they don't. They're not in a big hurry, I know that. They're taking their time, so.
Cal Pharmacy again, our first quarter scoreboard sponsor, Judy.
Nice, Derek.
Little Euro step, puts it up and
yes,
in.
Yes, sir.
That makes it 13-12. Derek Judy scoring, and it's a one-point lead for the St. Henry Redskins. They have the ball in the final seconds. Ball's tipped away. And out of bounds. Indians are going to get it with 3.8 seconds left to go.
Never know.
Hey, we got a shot here.
Absolutely. Let's get something drawn up. Bring Owen Judy in for that, maybe a long one.
Yeah, you know that's why he's in there.
Absolutely, to shoot that bomb.
Clay Smith will toss it in. Goes in the middle to Derek Judy. Derek comes down, fires the shot. Short, no good. That's the end of the first quarter of play. The score is 13 for the St. Henry Redskins, 12 for the Fort Recovery Indians. Thanks to Count Pharmacy for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor.
I'm Peg. I'm a senior trust officer, but also a gardener and listener.
At Park National Bank, we're more than our job titles, and you're more than an account number. You get personal attention and direct access to a caring, compassionate banker who respects and responds to your needs and goals. Find Peg or a banker near you at parknationalbank.com. Park National Bank, where you mean more. Investments are not FDIC insured, not bank guaranteed, and may lose value. Parknationalbank.com.
JR Manufacturing is a proud sponsor of Indian Athletics. One of the world's leading suppliers of automotive safety and seating products, JR Manufacturing is a dynamic and rapidly growing company offering many employment opportunities for top-notch talent. Find specific openings for employment on the Hometown Opportunities website or jrmanufacturing.net. JR Manufacturing, a big company with a hometown touch. Best wishes to the Fort Recovery Indians.
Here we go with the second quarter. St. Henry has the basketball to start the quarter. And it's a steal by Kale Rammel. Stuff it down the throat. Kale, he does.
Yeah,
Kale with a steal out front. And he goes all the way to lay it in to give the Indians a lead 14-13.
Great job, Kale Rammel.
Kale has 4 points on the night now with that basket. Out front with the basketball.
Indians, tough man-to-man. Coming right at him.
There's Lange in the lane. He'll pass it off to Bruning. Back out to Lange. Three-point shot. No good. Rebound. Comes down to St. Henry. Getting the board there was Logan Layfield. He was battling with Brian Benn, and Layfield won out the battle there.
Two big bodies going at it there, Rob.
That is for sure. Brian Benn doesn't lose too many of those battles.
No, he doesn't.
So St. Henry with the ball. I'm Rob Weaver with Harold Feely here tonight. Here's a shot from the left side. It's good.
Nice pull.
Carter on Trump, and they give him a two-point basket on that. Not a three.
Yep.
So it's 15-14. St. Henry leads by one. Fort Recovery with the basketball here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. Kale Rammel on the left side. Clay Smith into Brian Benn. Brian in the lane. He'll put the shot up. It's no good, and he's fouled in the
end.
Shooting.
Two on Layfield, I think.
So Brian Benn fouled in the act of shooting. And that is the second foul on the big guy, Logan Layfield. He's only 6'2", but he's built really well.
He's built big, yeah.
at the free throw line. It's up by Brian Benn, and he hits it.
Boy, Brian.
That ties the score, 15-15. K&L Tractor Sales and Service, your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer in Fort Recovery, Ohio, on Route 49. Our scoreboard sponsor, he hits the second one, and the Indians go ahead by a 16-15 margin.
Great job, Benny.
We're in for a dandy game tonight, folks.
I think so, too. This is going to be a barn burner.
Good luck to the Fort Recovery Indians tonight from Dr. Thomas Banna and the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banna on Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. Dr. Banna's staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Lori Tan and Chrissy Hartz. The Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banna, they'd love to be your family's dentist. They are accepting new patients. St. Henry with the ball, and it's knocked away by Derek Judy. Derek thought he had knocked it off of Casey Bruning, but the official said no.
No such luck. Quick hands by Derek.
Inbound pass comes there to Luke Gales, who just came in the game as a substitute. Inside, it's Bennett Gales.
Bennett Gales, nice play.
Bennett Gales scoring. We have timeout on the court. Timeout, St. Henry.
And a little 30-second timeout.
St. Henry is leading 17-16 in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service first quarter.
Avery and Gruby of Fort Recovery would like to thank those of you who have placed your trust in Gruby Auctioneering and Chateau Real Estate for your auctioneering and real estate needs. Adrian Gruby also takes this time to salute the Fort Recovery Indians athletic teams. Thanks for representing our community in a way that makes all of us proud. Serving the Mercer and Jay County areas with the finest in auctioneering and real estate services, Gruby Auctioneering and Chateau Real Estate, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
And we're back here at St. Henry. Rob Weaver, Harold Feely. 17-16 score.
Looks like Gavin Toby checked in for the Indians.
Fort Recovery with a one-point deficit here. Indians with the ball. Gavin Toby with it. Left side back out to Derek Judy. Around the horn over on the right to Regan Martin. Inside to Cale Rammel. Knocked away. And off of St. Henry. Fort Recovery should
that's
have the ball. That was off of St. Henry.
Oh, that's a bad play. Boy, he's in a bad position there. You can see it perfect from up here. It went right off his foot.
Yep, sure did. So St. Henry gets a break there and gets the basketball when it should have been ours.
It sure should have.
St. Henry with the ball. Gales on the left side. Back out top it goes to Luke Gales. Got Bennett Gales and Luke Gales in there.
Good D by Regan Martin.
Right side on the wing. There's a shot up and no good. Rebound chased down by Casey Bruning.
Just a bad bounce there for the Indians.
Carter Ontrop had the shot, but didn't go down, obviously. Oh, almost stolen by Clay Smith, or I bet by Gavin Toby,
Gavin
I should
Toby.
Say. And St. Henry with the ball inside, up and good.
Got it.
Luke Gales scoring for St. Henry. That makes the score 19-16. That's Luke's first basket of the evening. 3-point lead for the St. Henry Redskins. Inside to Clay Spence. Clay will go underneath. He tried to pass over to Regan Martin. It's intercepted by Lange. Down it goes to Ontrop, and he scores.
Tried to dunk it there, but just barely got it in.
Carter Ontrop scores to give him 4 points on the night. And it's now 21-16. Indians down by five. Cale Rammel lost the ball. Knocked out of his hands.
Thought he might have got bumped there, but he didn't get no call.
St. Henry with it again. A basket here would be a tough one. Outside it goes to Luke Gales. He'll pass to Bennett Gales. Bennett dribbling to Lange. Lange goes on the right side. St. Henry with the ball in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. They lead 21-16. Out front with the basketball is Bennett Gales firing and hitting.
Got it.
Bennett Gales on a two, and that's his first basket of the night. And that makes the score 23-16. The lead is now seven. Indians need to counter, and Coach Jim Melton wants timeout.
You got to get a timeout, yep.
Timeout, Indians. We'll be back in just a moment in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. What defines an effective true vertical tillage tool? The new Great Plains TurboMax does. With its hydraulically adjustable gangs and 3 3/4 inch overall blade spacing, TurboMax levels your seedbed and delivers the desired residue coverage without creating compaction. Call K&L Tractor Sales today or visit us in Fort Recovery, Ohio to see what the TurboMax can do for you. K&L Tractor in Great Plains, harvest starts here.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which include saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
And, of course, you'll find Pack-A-Sack in Fort Recovery, Ohio. 23-16, St. Henry with a 7-point lead. Indians have the ball. We desperately need a basket here.
Yeah, we do. We've had about 3 turnovers the last 3 possessions.
Clay Smits to Derek Judy. Back to Brian Benn, way outside. Clay Smits on the left to Cale Rammel. In to Brian Judy. Dribbles, puts it up, and scores.
Nice move by Brian Benn.
That's exactly what Coach Jim Melton told him to do as Brian Benn gets
take
the
it,
score.
Take it to him, yep.
Down on the left side to Gales. He tried to
good
pass
dig.
Inside. It's taken away by the Indians. I don't know who got their hand on it. But
I think
Brian,
that was Cale Rammel. Rob, he did a nice job of flicking that out of there, and Brian Benn grabbed it.
Yep, Benn ended up with it. Now the Indians set up their offense. Cale Rammel over to Derek Judy.
Owen Judy checked in after timeout there.
Left side to Owen Judy. Owen looking for a teammate. Goes to Brian Benn, way out top. Right side to Clay Smits. Down to Cale Rammel. Back to Clay. Clay dribbles in the lane. Has the ball knocked away by Casey Bruning. And it's St. Henry's basketball. They lead by 5, 23-18 on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard.
Just about over and back there.
That was very close, wasn't it?
It sure was.
Outside, right side. Back out top with the basketball. On the drive, it's on Trop. He missed it. Body's on the floor, and we got a foul on Owen Judy. You got to be kidding me.
Oh, yeah, I think it's on Brian Benn. Yeah, Brian Benn kind of bumped him there.
Owen Judy went down on the play.
Yeah, he went flying on the play.
But they called it on Brian Benn. That's only his first. Nobody's in really any foul trouble.
No, so far so good.
Really for either team.
No.
And tossing the ball in here for St. Henry will be Casey Bruning. We're at St. Henry, Ohio tonight, the sectional championship game between Fort Recovery and St. Henry. Back on the outside it goes. Right side, around to the right wing. St. Henry with the ball. There's Ontrop driving, firing, hitting.
Got it.
Carter Ontrop picks up his 6th point of the evening. 2:22 to go in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service 2nd quarter. Indians have the basketball.
Boy, they're letting them get away with a lot of hold, it looks to me like.
Dylan Evers on the right. Over the wing to Owen Judy. Back out to Dylan Evers. Here's Derek Judy. Derek dribbles, stops. Out to Brian Benn. Right side to Owen Judy. Owen will pass to Derek Judy. Derek in the lane. Stops, spins one way, goes the other, fires and hits.
Nice play by Derek Judy.
Nice shot by Derek Judy. That cuts the lead to 25-20. Indians down by 5 with 1:46 to go here in the 2nd quarter. K&L Tractor Sales and Service, 2nd quarter of play. Out front with the basketball is Bennett Gales. Gales will fire a 3. He hits it.
Hit and shoot.
Bennett Gales gets a 3, and that makes it 28-20.
10 points on the night so far for Bennett Gales.
He is really scorching us.
He is. I don't know if we need to make some adjustments at half. Maybe chase him around a little bit with a...
Here's Derek Judy scoring
that
again.
Boy, Derek.
Right in front. About 12 feet away, right in the lane.
Derek, a couple nice spin moves in there the last 2 plays down.
28-22. Indians down by 6. St. Henry with the basketball. 52 seconds left in the second quarter on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard. Here's a drive, shots up and no good by Bennett Gales, but there's a foul called on Fort Recovery on K.O. Rammel. That's number one on K.O., so again, really nobody in any kind of foul trouble here.
No, everybody seems to have one. That's about it.
Bennett Gales has been the tough guy.
He has been a pain in our side here so far. We've got to figure a way of stopping him.
Here's the free throw by Gales. He missed it. Well, one positive point for us is they are 0 for 3 at the line tonight.
Yeah, hopefully they keep that up.
Bennett Gales will have one more. 6-point lead for St. Henry, 28-22, late in the second quarter.
That's
no
dude.
Good again.
All right. Let's rebound, get a bucket here.
Rebound comes to Clay Smits. Maybe that's the philosophy foul, Bennett Gales.
Oh, my.
Inside,
that's a lot of
Brian
body.
Benn missed it, got the rebound.
Get it.
Oh, it doesn't go in. Brian Benn is fouled, though. He'll be at the free throw line with two shots. He can cut the lead down to 4 points. 28-22 on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter scoreboard.
I think he gets called out on three different guys. They had three guys on his back going up that time. That a boy, Brian.
And they ended up calling that on Luke Gales. Got the free throw.
Luke got the foul.
Yeah, Luke Gales got the foul. There's one more for Brian Benn. It's up and it is good.
Good. That a boy.
So he hits that one, hits both of them, making a 4-point lead. We're down to 32 seconds to go. We could use a steal here. Come on, guys.
We sure could.
Indians,
I think
they're
going to be content with the last shot of the half.
Indians,
we're not coming out.
No, Indians are laying back, packed back in. Now they decide to go out and cause a little problem here. With the ball is Seth Heitkamp. Heitkamp will hand it off to Casey Bruning. Bruning goes right side. There's Bennett Gales with the basketball. Down to 7 seconds, 6 seconds. On the left, there's a drive and...
Oh, you can't call it. Attaboy, attaboy.
Traveling.
Traveling.
Traveling's called on St. Henry with 0.6 seconds to go. You were worried they're going to call a foul.
Boy, I did. I thought they were going to call a foul on Benny there. He did a pretty good job on D, I thought.
Here's a pass into Derek Cuny, who fires, and it's no good. That's the end.
He's going to put 6-10 back on, I think, because I think he's out of bounds.
Well, let's see what's
let's see what
they decide to do. They are going to put some time back. Whether it's going to be 6-10 or not, we'll see. If that's the case, it hit out of bounds before we even touched it.
Before we touched it. I didn't think that's what happened, unless he was standing out of bounds when he caught it. Yeah. They put 6 seconds back on. I think they need to get 6-10. There we go. They got it back.
They got it fixed. But St. Henry will have the ball. They'll have a chance for a shot here. And it's knocked away, or is it? Okay, the officials don't know what to call here.
Boy, this is 6-10 of a second. Let's just throw the ball up and get it over with.
Trying to toss it in is Casey Bruning.
They're doing a lot of talking. 0.2 seconds.
So they're going to...
I heard him. The one official said put 0.2 on there. Yeah, he's going to put 0.2 on there, which now means they can't catch the ball. They got to just tip it.
Got to tip it, and that's it. And it's in, and that's it.
Yep.
All right. Last second shot was tried by Carter Ontrop, but he couldn't get it to go down.
Nope.
Would not have counted anyway because he actually caught it and tossed
it. He caught it, yeah. That wasn't going to count anyhow.
So 28-24, St. Henry leading by 4 here at the end.
Good first half.
Of the first half of play. Thanks to K&L Tractor Sales and Service for being our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? See Artsway Portable Grinder Mixers, the feed industry's gold standard from K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. They're your New Holland and also... Not only New Holland, but Kloss Farm Equipment Dealer and many other great products there, too, at K&L Tractor Sales and Service. We'll be back with the, first of all, halftime stats coming up.
Yep.
So we'll have that for you. 28-24 at halftime. Indians down by 4. A long way to go in this one. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Connor Ramel with Fort Recovery Insurance. Farmers understand the risk of farm life, and at Fort Recovery Insurance, we understand those risks too. If your life and business is farming, let us help make sure you're protected from the risks you'll face in a way that fits your budget. And if you have a claim, we'll be here to bring you inside our fort and let Fort Recovery Insurance Agency protect you. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Judy's Landscaping is ready to serve your landscaping needs. Whether you need a complete new lawn or landscape installation, or just a fresh new layer of mulch, Judy's Landscaping can handle all of your landscaping projects this season. Call Judy's Landscaping at 419-375-2304. Or stop by Judy's office 2 miles north of Fort Recovery, Ohio, and see what's available for you. Call Judy's Landscaping, 419-375-2304. Judy's Landscaping would like to wish the best of luck to the Fort Recovery boys basketball team and player, Owen Judy.
This is Eric Brackman. At Mercer Savings Bank, our story is your story. That story has been written page by page for over 130 years by supporting our communities. We have helped you buy your first home, invest in your retirement, and build your dream home. As a community bank, we focus on you, our community. We have written our story by helping you write yours. Contact us at 419-375-4149. Mercer Savings Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
When it comes to quality building materials for your construction or remodeling project, you can always depend on the Fort Recovery Lumber Company. Fort Recovery Lumber carries the finest in lumber of all types, and if you need a project design, the professionals at Fort Recovery Lumber Company can do that too, and then provide you with quality building materials to construct your project. The Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery, Ohio, serving area residents for more than 100 years.
You're listening to WPGW-FM in Portland, Indiana. A reminder to you Blackford people that might be tuning in for the Blackford game, that's going to be aired right after this game. We'll have it in its entirety by tape delay at about 8:30 to 8:45. So if you've tuned in for the Blackford game tonight with Fort Wayne Northrop, Ed Thurman is taping that game, and we will have it for you again right after this game is over with. And hopefully it's a celebration for Fort Recovery tonight. We've got a ways to go.
We've got a ways to go. That's right.
St. Henry's pretty much been in the lead here most of this first half of
the
play.
They've led about the whole first half. We're having a little trouble with that with the Gales, boy. I mean, he's been tough. He's got 10 points the first half. I know Coach Melton in the past has done that. A lot of times he'll do that box and one where you chase the kid around all over. And with Regan Martin or maybe Gavin Toby, he did that Tuesday night in the Knoxville game against the Cantrell kid. And they did a pretty good job on him. I don't know if that's what we need to do, maybe, or we definitely got to find him and don't let him shoot. Man, he gets the shot off fast.
Well, I'll give you the St. Henry scoring, and Harold's got the Fort Recovery scoring. Again, at the first quarter, St. Henry led by only one, 13-12. At halftime, it's 28-24, St. Henry by four. Bennett Gels does lead the scoring for St. Henry with 2 3-point baskets and 2 2-point baskets for his 10 points. Casey Bruning has a 2-point basket for 2 points. Jaden Lange with 2 threes for 6 points. Luke Gels has 2 points on a 2-point basket. Carter Antrop has 6 points on 3 twos. And then Logan Layfeld has a 2-point basket for 2 points. They are 0 for 4 from the free throw line in the first half of play. Again, Bennett Gels leads away with 10, followed by Jaden Lange with 6 and Carter Antrop with 6. Harold, what about you?
Hey, for the Indians, we got two guys leading with 7 points apiece. Our point guard, Derek Judy, he's got 7, and our big man underneath, Brian Benn, also has 7, and he's 5 for 6 from the free throw line so far. So Brian's doing a great job down there. Cale Ramel also has 4 points. Owen Judy hit a 3 on the baseline, and Clay Schmitz had an old-fashioned 3-point play. And that's our 24 points.
28-24, Indians trailing here by 4 points. How did these guys get here tonight? Well, here's how it happened. First of all, Fort Recovery played against New Knoxville last weekend and defeated New Knoxville 65-51 in the first round of the sectional. That put Fort Recovery here tonight against St. Henry. St. Henry, they blasted Lima Temple Christian 69-19.
Wow.
And the other game in this upper bracket, Upper Scioto Valley and Spencerville. Spencerville won the game there by a 52-50 margin in a thriller. So Spencerville will play Lima Perry in their sectional championship game tonight. Lima Perry is the number one seed in this tournament. On the other side of the bracket, it was Ridgemont surprising Parkway. I saw both those teams play, and I was really surprised that Ridgemont won.
Well, I'm with you on that. That surprised me, too. I don't know if they've just kind of shut down the Hughes boy or what, but you almost got to feel a little tough for Parkway after last year's, you know, they get to the regional final and then they get stopped and don't get a play. You know, that was just such a devastating thing for that high school.
But Parkway lost in two overtimes, 58-54 on Wednesday. That puts Ridgemont in the sectional championship tonight against number two seed Minster. That'll be a tough task for them.
They'll have a tough time with that one.
The other games, New Bremen defeating Ada by a 64-46 margin on Wednesday. So New Bremen will face Marion Local. Is Marion Local able to knock off Waynesfield Goshen easily, 65-31. So New Bremen and Marion Local playing for a sectional championship there. Of course, all four of the winners move on to the Wapakoneta District playing next Tuesday. And if Fort Recovery should win tonight, whoever wins tonight, they'll play at 5:30 next Tuesday at Wapakoneta against either Lima Perry or Spencerville. Probably Lima Perry.
Probably Lima Perry if I was betting, yeah.
Not too far away from the start of the second half. Fort Recovery trailing 28-24. We'll be back in just a moment.
Get a great deal on Kubota utility tractors. Our powerful, versatile lineup is built to do it all. So whether you need to mow, rake, stack, lift, or pull, get it done right with a Kubota utility tractor. Right now, get a Kubota utility tractor for zero down and 0% APR, plus save up to $1,000. Now through March 31st. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio. B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
The St. Henry Bank is a fifth-generation family-owned company, and we take pride in serving our local communities when it comes to all of your banking needs with all types of checking accounts and savings accounts, IRAs, home loans, commercial loans, farm loans, student loans, and more. The St. Henry Bank and St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com for all of your online banking needs. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, congratulations to Fort Recovery's boys players who made the all-conference team this year. Brian Benn and Owen Judy made the first team all-conference. And Kale Rammel made second team, and Derek Judy was named honorable mention. For St. Henry, it was Bennett Gels and Logan Layfeld being named to the first team. And Carter Ontrop named to the second team. And for St. Henry, as far as honorable mention, Casey Bruning and Jaden Lange were named honorable mention. The player of the year, of course, was Justin Dixon from Minster. Mike McClurg was named the coach of the year. His Minster Wildcats won the conference with a 9-0 record this year.
I don't know. I've seen that's the first time they've won it in 40-some years or something. They've won the basketball title.
Well, what's amazing, both the boys and the girls, both were undefeated in conference play for Minster this year.
That is unbelievable.
I never recall that happening.
Yeah,
it may have.
Not in the MAC.
And the MAC, that is a tough thing to do for
it
the
sure
boys,
is.
Boys and the girls to both go undefeated. Derek Judy with the ball to lay it in.
Oh,
he missed the shot. He had a wide open shot and couldn't get it to go down.
Point blank.
Absolutely nobody around him.
That one we'd like to have back.
He did get fouled. He'll be at the free throw line.
It's like the Lange boy fouled him.
Jaden Lange called for the foul. Our third quarter is brought to you by Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. You'll find the farmer's friends at Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Derek Judy hits the free throw. cuts the lead to 3 points. This one's up, and it is no good. Rebound comes to St. Henry. Down with the basketball is Casey Bruning. He'll pass off. Over on the right side it goes to Carter Ontrop. Ontrop dribbling, goes in the lane. Passes off on the left to Lange. Back out top it goes. There's a spin move. Back to Lange. He'll fire and miss. Rebound comes down.
He can't get up.
St. Henry got the basketball.
Oh, nice.
And putting it up was Logan Layfeld, and he missed the shot. Fort Recovery ends up with the ball.
All right. We'll take that. He was laying on the ground, and he just stood up and was going to make it, and they took it away from him, luckily.
Derek Judy on the left to Regan Martin. Martin dribbling the ball. We have our starting five back in there. Clay Smith's inside. Pops the shot.
Wow,
no good. Won't go.
A lot of bumping.
Rebound comes down to Carter on truck.
All right.
Casey Bruning with the basketball over to Lange. Lange will pass inside. There's a drive and a shot up and in by Logan Layfeld.
Tough move by Layfeld.
Logan Layfeld puts it in. That gives the Redskins a 5-point lead again at 30-25. Derek Judy with the basketball. He'll pass on the left to Regan Martin, down to Brian Benn. There's Regan Martin on the left. Martin dribbling the basketball. Back outside it goes to Derek Judy. We're at St. Henry, Ohio, championship sectional game here. Fort Recovery and St. Henry. Inside to K.O. Rammel. Back out to Clay Smith. 3-point shot. Yes.
Attaboy, Clay.
Clay Smith gets a three to cut the lead to 2 points at 30-28. Indians down by two here in the Cooper Farms third
Can't
quarter.
There we go. That's it.
Right side it goes. Bruning with it. You Blackford fans who may have tuned in for your game, again, we'll have that by tape delay at about 8:30, 8:45 tonight. Blackford and Fort Wayne Northrop. Shot is no good. Rebound comes to St. Henry. Up and in by Carter Ontrop. Carter Ontrop scoring.
They threw it out of bounds there at the other end too, Rob.
Turnover, Fort Recovery.
Yep.
Carter Ontrop now with a total of 8 points on the night.
Oh, we had them all boxed out, ready to get, but nobody wanted to get the rebound. St. Henry boy came right around and just took it and made a layup.
Scores 32-28. Indians are down by four. Unfortunately, St. Henry has the ball here in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Oh, they found wide open Carter Ontrop inside.
Yeah.
And that makes it 34-28, a 6-point lead. Fort Recovery with the basketball.
Back to six again.
Left side to Owen Judy. Owen dribbling, passing to Kale Rammel. Stops, fires, hits.
Got it. Attaboy, Kale.
Kale Rammel banks it in from the left side. Makes it 34-30. Indians down by four. 5:07 to go on the Cooper Farms third quarter.
Boy, we could use a stop here. Rob?
Here's a drive.
Oh, travel. Yeah, they were going to call it. All right.
They called it traveling. Traveling on Bennett Gels.
Got a couple extra steps there. They couldn't get the euro on that one, I don't think.
Cooper Farms offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Derek Judy on the left to Kale Rammel. Kale will pass to Clay Smits, fakes the shot, stops, and looks outside. Rammel has it. He'll drive in. Lost the ball. Picked up by Bennett Gels. On the right it goes. It's no good. Rebound back up and in. A dunk shot by Carter Ontrop was no good, and then Jaden Lange got the rebound, and he scores. Underneath, there's Brian Benn knocked away, and they say he just lost it. 36-30, Indians trail by six. We just can't get up there to
them. Can't get close, can we? We just keep hanging back to that six.
Not that we're behind by a whole bunch, but we just can't get to the point where we're 2 points away or tie them up.
We just get close, and then we back right back out again.
Casey Bruning with the basketball.
Need to stop here.
4:17 to go in the third quarter on the Cooper Farms scoreboard. Inside to Bruning. He'll stop, he'll fire, and he'll miss. Rebound comes down to Lange.
He stepped
out of bounds, didn't catch it.
Didn't
outside
it.
Bennett Gels. Fires a three, top of the key.
Got it.
He scores. His third three of the night is 13 points for him on the night. And it's now 39-30. The Indians trail by their biggest margin of the night, 39-30.
All right, we need to get a bucket here, man.
Left side, Clay Smits. He dribbles in the lane, feeds right side. Dylan Evers, here's Owen Judy. He'll fire a three.
Nope.
Doesn't go. Rebound comes down to Bennett Gels of St. Henry. You want to check out the employment opportunities at Cooper Farms, go to cooperfarms.com/join our team. cooperfarms.com/join our team. Bruning goes to left side to Carter Ontrop. Here's Bruning getting it back.
Oh,
there's
no
a
doubt.
Charge.
That's three on him.
Blasting Clay Smits to the floor was Logan Layfeld. That was no doubt about that one.
That was a no doubt. He put his head down and ran right over.
That's
great
his third,
job by Clay Smits.
That's his third personal foul, and he goes out of the game. I'm not disappointed with that.
Nope. All right. Let's
come on, guys. Here. Let's make some headway here. Trailing 39-30. Indians with the basketball. Derek Judy out front with it. He will dribble to the right. Will pass off to Dylan Evers. Back out top to Owen Judy. On the left to Gavin Toby. Here's Derek Judy. Goes baseline. Feeds over on the right corner. Three-point shots way off the mark.
Nice job by Gavin.
By Owen Judy. But Gavin Toby chased down the rebound. Out front, Derek Judy. He'll go down the lane. Feeds on the left to Dylan Evers. He'll fire a three.
Nope.
Does not go. Rebound, Derek Judy. Lost the ball. Now it's knocked away. And St. Henry comes away with it.
Mm.
Bruning comes away with the basketball. There's Bennett Gels on the left. He hit. Three-point basket by Bennett Gels.
Count the three, and I'm not sure if he called a foul away from the ball.
Not sure what they called.
Rescue foul on number 11.
Yeah, they counted the basket.
Called Lange with the foul.
It's his third.
So Jaden Lange got called for a foul, but the three-pointer by Bennett Gels counts.
They counted it. The Indians going to have to call a timeout and regroup.
16 points for Bennett Gels now. Timeout Indians. It's 42-30. Indians down by 12 in the Cooper Farms third quarter.
So, Jane, I heard you're thinking about remodeling your kitchen.
Well, yeah, what a hassle. I'm trying to get all the estimates together from the plumber, the electrician, the painter, the floor place, and the cabinet builder.
Why are you wasting your time calling all those people when you could just go to the Home Idea Center in Fort Recovery? They take care of all the estimates and the scheduling. All you have to do is sit back and watch your kitchen transform.
Wow, that sounds great. Why should I waste my time trying to be a project manager when the Home Idea Center will do it for me?
Take the quick drive to Home Idea Center in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Come into Home Idea Center today and let the experts handle your entire remodeling project.
Fours Welding and Steel, just north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, would like to salute the Fort Recovery Indians on a winning season. Fours Welding is an expert in commercial welding and steel fabrication with a portable shop that can come directly to your farm or business. When you need specialized welding and brazing or steel fabrication, the place to go is Fours Welding. Just 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49. And proud of our Fort Recovery Indian basketball teams. Boers Welding.
Indians with the basketball after the timeout here. There's a shot up. No good. Rebound comes down to St. Henry as Luke Gels got the rebound. Who shot that?
That was Cale Ramel, I believe, Rob. That was a three at the top. He missed it.
I could not see.
We're having a hard time.
I could not see around the Fort Recovery students who are right next to us standing up.
Yeah, we got them standing wide open.
Here's a shot by Ontrop. He scores. Carter Ontrop scores. That's
He's
a two-point basket. He's all two-point shots for him.
Yep.
Fort Recovery with the ball trailing here. It's inside, no good by Brian Benn. He'll be at the line for two shots. It's 44-30 now. Indians are way behind here.
Struggling, scoring right now.
Brian Benn goes to the line. They're going to call that foul on Luke Gels, and that was his second.
Yep.
If you'd like to sell your corn to Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery by calling their toll-free number, which is 800-637-7161, 800-637-7161. Brian Benn misses the free throw. No good. He'll have one more.
Come on, Brian. It's seven.
It's up and no good again. Rebound comes to St. Henry, and a foul is going to be called on Clay Smits.
Yep.
As he fouled Bennett Gels. So it will be out of bounds, not the 1-1 yet. That's a second foul on Clay Smits. Again, none of the Indians are really in any foul trouble. Nobody has over two.
No, we may have to step it up a little bit. Looks like he's going to try to run a little zone, maybe.
Right side, St. Henry with the ball. Brenning, and he's going to be a foul on Kale Rammel.
I think he just called him out of bounds.
They did.
Yep, we got away with the one there. I thought he fouled him too.
Kale Rammel was on defense there and had done a nice job of forcing him out of bounds, apparently.
Got away with it.
So Kale Rammel with the ball now. He'll hand off to Owen Judy. Owen will set the offense. Left side it goes to Derek Judy.
Buckets. We need a bucket here.
Out top to Clay Smith. Clay will fire and
in and out.
In and out, no good.
Boy, there's like a lid on that thing. 40 will go in.
44-30. We at halftime we had 24. We've only scored 6 points here in the quarter. And they have scored 16.
Yeah.
16-6 does not add up to be a happy situation.
Not a good night, no.
St. Henry with the basketball. Bruning with it. Down to 44 seconds. They may try just to hold the ball here. I don't know.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
We are guarding him very closely. Outside it goes to Bruning. Bruning dribbling, spinning back between the circles. Right side, there's Ontrop with it.
25 seconds.
Carter Ontrop will try to get it. And it's tipped away by Gavin Toby, but Ontrop got it back. Here comes Ontrop down, feeds on the right side. There's Seth Heitkamp. Back outside it goes.
I think they're pretty content with where they're at.
And there's a foul called on Fort Recovery.
Like Derek Judy.
I got to say a good thing about Seth Heitkamp. He helped me drag my bags up here.
Did he?
And I told him, I said, that was very nice of you, Seth. I'm going to say some nice things about you on the radio. Very, very nice young man.
Very good young man.
Seth Heitkamp does have the ball. Here's Bruning with it. He'll fire and he'll miss, and there's traveling called on Bruning.
Called a travel.
That'll give us a chance to score with 2 seconds
to go. 2 seconds. Boy, we could use a last second boom.
Just anything. Indians set up their play they've been working on all year for this situation with 2 seconds left to go. Clay Smith will toss in to Kale Rammel. He'll fire, and it's no good. Whoa. Off the mark, off the left. Thanks to Cooper Farms for being our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. It's 44-30, a bad quarter for the Indians. They were outscored 16-6 in the quarter. Don't forget, Cooper Farms offers a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. We'll be back with the fourth and final quarter. We need a big rally coming
up. Rally time.
Yes, sir.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Portside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Hi, this is Jerry Kupp of Kupp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Whether it's taking your child's temperature because they're not feeling well or checking your own blood pressure, you can count on Kupp Pharmacy to help you find what you're looking for. From thermometers to automatic blood pressure monitors, Kupp Pharmacy will take the time to understand your needs and also help answer any questions you may have. So visit Kupp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana, and let us help you find what you're looking for. Kupp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Well, Ontrop misses a shot here on the left side. Indians get the rebound, and we have the basketball into Brian Benn. He'll dribble, stops in the lane, pops the shot.
Attaboy, Brian.
Brian Benn gets the basket, and that cuts it down to 44-32, a 12-point game now.
We just need a bunch of stops here in a row, Rob. Play a big D.
Underneath, wide open, there's Logan Layfeld, and he scored on a reverse layup. Gives him 6 points on the night now. Left side it goes to Kale Rammel. Kale dribbling. He'll pass to Derek Judy. Inside to Brian Benn. Back out to Kale Rammel. Kale in the lane and a collision. I'm afraid there's going to be an offensive
foul.
Going to
be a charge, I believe.
Yep. Kale Rammel called for a charge, and it was.
Yeah, that was it. He was waiting.
Yes, indeed. Unfortunately.
Unfortunately.
Come on, D. So it's still 46-32, and St. Henry with the basketball as we wind down the fourth quarter, brought to you by the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio. for quality building materials. It's the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery. St. Henry just content to eat the clock here.
Yeah, we're going to have to get out and get them. We're in kind of a 3-2 zone here with Brian Benn at the point all the way to the top. I think you're going to have to play a man-to-man with him.
Or go to some kind. Bennett Gels missed the shot, rebound up and no good, and a foul's called on Fort Recovery. Or we're going to have to go to some kind of a trap or something.
Boy, we got to do something, yeah. We got to put some pressure on them somehow.
Clay Smith is called for the foul.
Three on play. Like you said, though, nobody in that big of trouble.
So, inbounds pass here, and we got a double foul.
Yeah.
Owen, Judy, and Lange called for a double foul. Owen, Judy, and again, Jaden Lange. That's Lange's fourth foul, I think. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Second one for Owen, Judy. So St. Henry will have the basketball out of bounds.
Wait a minute.
Regan Martin comes in for Owen Judy. Now what's going on? Got some bumping here between Dylan Evers.
Yeah, there's a little bumping going on there.
Dylan Evers and Logan Layfield. Here we go with the inbounds play. St. Henry gets it on the left, and Ontrop falls down. Oh, they're going to call a foul on Gavin Toby. Unbelievable.
Boy, they haven't called any of that all night. Now they're going to call it.
Fort Recovery Lumber, your dealer for Anderson Energy Saving Windows and Doors. The Fort Recovery Lumber Company, serving Fort Recovery for more than 100 years. What a company, Fort Recovery Lumber. There's Ontrop firing and missing. Rebound comes to K.O. Rammel. Rammel gives to Derek Judy, racing down, feeds on the left. Back outside to Regan Martin. He'll drive and miss. Rebound, Regan Martin. Back outside to Gavin Toby. Around the horn to Dylan Evers on the left. Back out to K.O. Rammel. Rammel to Derek Judy. 46-32. Right side, Regan Martin. Come on, guys. We can't.
Yeah, we almost can't take this much time either. We got to score fast.
Inside to K.O. Rammel. Turns, fires, and hits.
Attaboy. Finally got the lid off that thing.
K.O. Rammel scoring to make it 46-34.
All right. Another stop, fellas.
8 points for K.O. now on the night.
Next free throw. Our next foul is going to be free throws for St. Henry, though. So hopefully they'll start messing, huh?
St. Henry calls timeout. Again, for you Blackford fans who may be listening in tonight, we will be bringing you the Blackford game in its entirety by tape delay after this game is over. Should be around 8:30 for that game. So stay tuned for that. It is coming up. We'll be back. Timeout. We'll be back in a moment.
I'm John. You may know me as a commercial lender, but I'm also a craftsman and a dog bed.
At Park National Bank, we're more than our job titles, and you're more than an account number. You get personal attention and direct access to a caring, compassionate banker who respects and responds to your needs and goals. Find John or a banker near you at parknationalbank.com. Park National Bank, where you mean more. Member FDIC, parknationalbank.com.
Rob Weaver back here with Harold Feely. As it is 46-34, a 12-point lead for the St. Henry Redskins. And St. Henry with the basketball.
I kind of like what you're saying. I think we got a double team once in a while and take some chances.
Yeah.
See if we can get some turnovers.
Only 5.5 minutes left here, and we're down by 12. I mean, it could happen. Don't give up on these guys yet. Inside, it's up and good.
Layfield
scoring. He is tough.
He is tough. He just backs his way in and scores.
It gives him 8 points on the night. Fort Recovery with the basketball. Fort Recovery Lumber Company is our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor. Here's Clay Smith's missing.
Wow.
And they're going to say St. Henry had the ball.
They gave it back to us, I think.
Yeah, they were laying on the end line, though. Lange was laying on the end line, so they gave the ball back to Fort Recovery.
Yep, absolutely. They kind of undercut Kale there a little bit. Led down to a big pile up.
Regan Martin gets the inbounds pass. We're trailing 48-34. Three-point shot is no good by K.O. Rammel. And that foul's called on Derek Judy. Just absolutely zero going our way here in this
one. Boy, there it is. We can't get anything to fall at that end at all.
Fort Recovery trailed by only one at the first quarter, 13-12, but we trailed by four at halftime, 28-24, and then the doomsday quarter was
the third quarter.
We were outscored 16-6 and trailed 44-30 after the third quarter. We trail right now 48-34. At the free throw line for the St. Henry Redskins, it's Bennett Gels. He misses. Rebound comes down to Fort Recovery's Brian Benn.
Well, we got to hope they keep shooting free throws like they have so far.
Bennett Gels has missed three of them tonight. Inside up and no good by Kale Ramo. Brian Benn's going to be called for going over the back.
Yep.
Over the back of Logan Layfeld.
His second.
16 points for Bennett Gels tonight so far on four threes and two twos. 12 points for Carter Ontrop on 6 2-point goals. 8 points apiece for Lange and also for Logan Layfeld.
Pretty balanced scoring for St. Henry.
Layfeld at the line, and he missed it again. Wow. I don't know what their problem is tonight, but they can't hit anything at the free throw line.
They hit everything else, it seems like.
Here's Clay Smith firing, missing. Right. Rebound out of bounds. Going to be off of Brian Benn, they say.
Huh.
Well, maybe our philosophy ought to be just to foul these guys.
I think we start hack-a-shacking.
Put them at the line.
Might be what we have to do.
They can't seem to hit a free throw. Of course, then they'll probably hit everyone they go.
Yeah, he threw it away.
Fort Recovery pressing, and St. Henry threw it away. We get the ball back.
Boy, they're waiting on us, Rob. We just got to make some shots here.
For durable, reliable, and energy-efficient Anderson windows and doors, it's the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio, where you'll find quality building materials.
Travel.
Fort Recovery Lumber. Regan Martin traveled. He missed the shot anyway.
Yeah.
And St. Henry will get the ball right back. Here comes Cale Rammel in, and Brian Benn will go out. Indians trying to get a victory here.
Working hard, just can't make a shot right now.
Indians on defense as Redskins put the ball in play. Here's Bruning up across the timeline. Oh, I thought he walked. No call.
No call.
Right side to Ontrop. Carter Ontrop will dribble down the lane, and it's blocked by Gavin Toby.
Boy, ball bounces right back to him.
St. Henry got the rebound. There's a foul on Regan Martin. No, it's on Cale Rammel. They were both there together, and they called it on Cale Rammel.
That's three on him.
At the free throw line will be Jaden Lange. Judy comes back in. Owen Judy, Derek Judy, and Owen Judy come back in.
Yep.
Dylan Evers is in there, Brian Benn, and K.O. Rammel. Here's the free throw for Lange. It's good. He finally hit one. He'll have one more. Jaden Lange at the free throw line. It's 49-34. Indians down by 15. Up and good. Well, stick around. We'll wrap up the scoring when we're done here tonight. So far, we throw it away. Here's Ontrop. Down, up, and no good. As it's blocked by Owen Judy. Here's Derek Judy at the other end. It's no good, and he is called for a charge. Yep. Derek Judy called for a charge. And on him, that is...
it's like his third. Team's 10th. They're going to shoot two the rest of the way out.
That was his third, yes.
Yep.
So St. Henry will put the ball in against the Fort Recovery press here. Once again, we're trailing 50-34 now after that free throw by Lange a moment ago. And their ball tipped and stolen. Cale Rammel, and there's a foul call on St. Henry.
Good call on.
Out of bounds to the Indians.
Bennett Gels, yeah. That's only his second.
Yep. Bennett Gels, a 6-foot junior.
We're doing a lot of substituting. Doing a little defense offense.
Yep. 3:35 left in the game. Indians are down by, unfortunately, 16 points with the basketball here. Pass comes in to Owen Judy, out front with the ball. He feeds over to Clay Smits. Clay comes in, fires, hits.
Nice move by Clay.
Clay Smits lays it in to make it 50-36. Lead is down to 14 now. Indians have had some luck here with this press. They've had some success with it.
Yeah.
Here's Lange on the left. Reverse layup. It's good by Logan Layfeld.
Logan Layfeld.
He has a total of 10 points. They have four guys in double figures now. There's a foul called on St. Henry.
We'll go to line on that one. That's their seventh.
See who that's on. That's going to be whistled.
That's four on him. Layfeld?
Yep. Layfeld picks up his fourth foul. Logan Layfeld. Here comes Regan Martin in, and leaving will be Derek Judy. Here comes Dylan Evers in, and leaving will be Clay Smits. Brian Benn, I think, is going to come out after the free throw.
Yep, he can make them.
Brian at the free throw line. He puts it up there. It is good.
Good. Attaboy.
That gives him 10 points, by the way, on the night for Brian Benn. If the scoreboard's right. He hits it again.
Yep.
Got both free throws. Makes it 52 to 38. Back to a 14-point game. And Coach Jim Melton wants a full timeout. Full timeout. Indians trailing 52-38. We'll be back in just a moment.
JR Manufacturing is a proud sponsor of Indian Athletics. One of the world's leading suppliers of automotive safety and seating products, JR Manufacturing is a dynamic and rapidly growing company offering many employment opportunities for top-notch talent. Find specific openings for employment on the Hometown Opportunities website or jrmanufacturing.net. JR Manufacturing, a big company with a hometown touch. Best wishes to the Fort Recovery Indians.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Whether you work in landscaping, farming, or construction, New Holland 300 series skid steers and compact loaders are reliable workhorses that stand up to any challenge you face. We at K&L Tractor Sales can show you the many New Holland advantages that allow you to work more efficiently, like the patented Super Boom technology that delivers maximum reach at full height and easy servicing. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery to see New Holland skid steer and compact track loader.
Our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor tonight, Fort Recovery Lumber Company, for quality building materials, including those Anderson energy-saving windows and doors. It's the Fort Recovery Lumber Company, serving Fort Recovery for over 100 years. St. Henry brings it up against the press. They break the press okay. On the left side it goes. Now underneath.
Oh,
there's Layfeld. He missed it, and they're going to call a foul on Fort Recovery.
Intentional foul on Gavin Toby, I think.
They call Gavin Toby with an intentional foul as Layfeld will go to the free throw line. That means that Layfeld will have the free throws and they'll still get to keep the ball.
Yep.
Logan Layfeld at the line.
A little frustration there, I think, Rob.
He will have two shots. Scores 52 to 38. Indians down by 14 with only 2:51 to go in the game. It's up and it is no good.
They're not very good free throw shooters.
Let's see. They've had nine free throws and hit only 2 of 9.
Wow.
And that one's no good again.
2 of 10.
2 of 10 for St. Henry. We have not been able to take advantage of that.
Boy, we haven't.
St. Henry will have the basketball. Bruning will toss it in. Casey Bruning, a senior. The winner here goes on to the Wapakoneta District on Tuesday of next week. Logan Lange with the basketball, or Jaden Lange with the basketball. Here's the ball stolen by Owen Judy. Owen Judy with the steal on the left to Clay Smits. Kale Ramble has it. On the right side it goes. Shots fired up and no good. And a foul is called on the rebound. On St. Henry.
Boy, they're doing everything they can to help us. Missed the free throws. They're fouling us, putting us on the line. Kale, we just got to take advantage.
Kale Rambo will be at the line here. So Kale Rambo at the line. Kale so far on the evening here tonight has a total of 8 points. He missed the free throw on the 1 and 1. And we're doing nothing to help ourselves.
More than we're not. We're struggling.
St. Henry outside it goes. Lange with it. Regan Martin guarding him very closely. He will hand off to Bruning, and Regan Martin's called for a foul. And Bruning will go to the free throw line.
Probably a good idea there by Regan. It's only his first.
Casey, I guess they're saying Breening, so
Breening,
whatever.
We were close.
Yeah. Casey Breening at the free throw line. It's good.
That one.
That was his first free throw attempt of the night. He will have one more. That makes the score 53-38. Indians down by 15 points. Up and good again. Got them both. It's 54-38. Indians down by 16 points. Here's Owen Judy popping a three. Doesn't go. And Indians got the rebound. On the right side over there, a battle for it.
Timeout, St. Henry.
So they had the basketball. They ended up with the basketball. Coach Jim Melton complaining to the official about something.
He's not happy about something.
Yeah, St. Henry calls time. We'll be back.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which includes saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
Well, the Indians just have not been able to make a game of it here tonight so far, and we only have 2 minutes left to go in the game.
We just had that bad third quarter there, Rob, and that really took us out of it.
Outscored 10 points in the third quarter to trail at the end of the third quarter, 44-30. If we would have just been able to stay even with them, we would have only been down by four at the end of the third quarter, but it didn't happen.
No. Wasn't meant to be tonight, I don't think.
Fort Recovery Lumber Company, our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor, St. Henry, does have the ball, and it goes out of bounds. They're going to call a foul on Owen Judy. Owen Judy gets called for a foul.
Never looks good when one referee is standing right by the play, and the other one's clear down the other end of the court, but he makes the call.
Yeah. He's at half court, and the other guy's right by the play.
Right by the play, and he didn't see it. Oh, well.
Here's Carter Ontrop, his first time at the free throw line tonight. Up and good.
Now they're starting to make some.
He has 13 points on the night, Carter Ontrop does. That makes it 55-38. And this baby's just about over with, folks.
Yeah.
Carter Ontrop at the line. He'll fire and he will hit.
He's got it.
Well, glad to have all you Fort Recovery fans listening in tonight for the broadcast and also on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Ball's loose, and they're going to call a foul on Owen.
Yeah, I think Owen might have got called for it. Yep. 1-3.
His fourth, Owen Judy picks up his fourth foul as he was diving for the ball and got called for a foul there.
Looked like he kind of lost the handle on it, and then he tried to dive back to get it. I don't know, they called him hitting that kid, I guess.
Jaden Lange at the free throw line for St. Henry. It's up and good.
And that's number 22, Phil Ramel.
He will have one more. He's 3-for-3 at the line, unlike some of his teammates.
Yep.
One more. Up, and it is good.
He looks pretty confident.
So Indians have the ball. Cale Ramel on a three. Nope. In and out will not go. It's just not our night.
Boy, I just don't think we haven't hit a three on that end, have we?
It's been a long time.
I don't think we've hit one down there.
And St. Henry almost lost the ball. We're down to a minute 23 in the Fort Recovery Lumber Company fourth quarter. Carter Ontrop will hand off to Casey Breening.
That's
and there's a foul called on Cale Ramel.
That should do it for him, I think.
This just got him with, yeah, it's
just his fourth. I thought he had four.
Yeah, number four on Cale. Yeah. So Casey Breening at the free throw line. Bounces the basketball. lets it fly, and it's good.
For the Indians, number 4, Gavin Toby. For the Redskins, number 21, Luke Ellis.
Breening is 3 for 3 at the line tonight.
Yeah, he's taking all his starters out.
St. Henry subbing in their reserves. And the starters getting a big round of applause from the St. Henry fans, and deservedly so.
Yeah, absolutely. They played a good game tonight.
One more for Casey Breening. It's up and no good this time. He missed that one. He wanted to stay in the game.
Yeah.
Left side to Derek Judy. On the corner to Gavin Toby to Judy. Right side it goes.
Out of bounds.
Tipped out of bounds by Casey Breening, and now he goes out of the game. And coming into contest is Seth Heitkamp.
Yep.
Seth Heitkamp reports in. Outside it goes to Clay Smits, right side. And there's a foul.
Charge.
Called on Derek Judy. A charging foul.
Cool.
Man, we're just not getting any breaks.
We can't get a break right now.
I'm not sure we've had many breaks the whole game, really.
No.
Unfortunate. The lead is 21 points now, 59-38 on the Fort Recovery Lumber Company fourth quarter scoreboard. 1 minute to go.
We just need to play defense and not foul anymore.
Seth Heitkamp on the right, back to Seth Heitkamp. On the left it goes to Clayton Everman. Ball's kicked by Fort Recovery. St. Henry will have it. 49 seconds left. Pass goes in. Back to Everman. He'll pass outside to Seth Heitkamp. St. Henry's not going to shoot anymore.
No, no. They're not trying to score, and we just don't need to foul.
Seth Heitkamp with the ball on the left. Double team. Passes off. Over on the right side it goes. Timeout. Nope.
He's going to bring them guys in.
Oh, the official called time to get the guys in the game.
That's, yeah.
That was nice of him to do that.
Yeah, to give the seniors some applause. And
that's been a good senior class.
Just didn't finish the way they wanted to, I don't think.
Nope. I know it wasn't the way they wanted to.
Nope.
Just a disappointing.
No, they had high expectations. But
disappointing year. We lost a lot of close games.
Yeah. I had the injury bug kind of come through Fort Recovery there. And
all year.
Yeah,
somebody,
we really
somebody
have.
Was hurt
somebody
all year.
Somebody was always hurt.
Well, that's going to do it, folks. The final score, Fort Recovery losing to St. Henry tonight. Very disappointing. 59-38 was the final. And they did give the ball to Fort Recovery, knocked out of bounds.
Yeah, I think they called a double dribble.
Landon Post has the basketball over there. Tosses into Cale Rammel. Cale comes down, fires the shot after the horn. It goes
in.
It goes in, but after the horn,
kind of
there's
the way our
final.
Night was.
59-38, Indians lose here in the sectional championship. We'll wrap it up right after this.
Hi, my name is Connor Rammel at Fort Recovery Insurance. Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
Okay, stay tuned as we wrap this up. We'll have the Blackford game coming up next. Blackford and Fort Wayne Northrop from Blackford High School by tape delay coming up right after we wrap this up. Okay, Harold, Fort Recovery scoring. Let's give the Indians scoring there.
We were probably, I guess we were led by Benny.
Benny with 11. And Cale Rammel had 8. Along with Derek Judy, he also had 8. Clay Schmitz.
Had eight also.
And Owen Judy had his single 3 of the night to give us a total of 38.
And for St. Henry, they had 59, 16 from Bennett Gales, 12 points, actually 14 from Carter Ontrop to be second leading scorer, 12 points for Jaden Lange, 10 points for Logan Layfeld. So they had 4 in double figures.
Very balanced, yeah.
5 for Casey Breening and 2 for Luke Gales. The final score 59-38. Thanks, Harold, very much.
Appreciate
you being with us.
Let me have a time with you. And I wish it would have been a better game. But
yeah, sorry we're not playing next Tuesday, but we're not. We want to wish St. Henry the best of luck.
Yep, good luck, St. Henry. And
in their game on Tuesday at Wapakoneta. For Harold Feely, for our fine sponsors, for our studio producer, Lindsey Green, I'm Rob Weaver here at St. Henry High School, where the Redskins defeat our Fort Recovery Indians tonight. It was not a fun night for us, to be quite honest about it. Final score, 59-38, St. Henry the winners. Stay tuned for the Blackford game coming up.
You've been listening to Fort Recovery Indians basketball on J Country 101 Radio. Tonight's special sports coverage was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the J Country 101 Sports Department. WPGW-FM, Portland, Indiana, your sports station for East Central Indiana and Western Ohio.